preparing to press button. Pressing button. And Tuxa has made a will roll by 6. Button has been pressed. And Tuxa has resisted interrupting the button pressing, I guess. I don't know.
This is Beth with Crash and Ellie and Eo doing GURPS Wars, a homebrew GURPS Star Wars with the logistics trio, who are apprentices of the sphere of tax collection. logistics. What's the full one, Eo? What's the full title of the sphere?
Production and logistics.
Right, production and logistics. And this, they also wind up being the tax sphere. So, what happened last time?
Entirely unintentionally, we were a tax raid on a low-income shelter.
Yeah.
We did a horrible job of at the raid part of it, giving most people time enough to flee.
Except the one you caught with your telekinesis as he was running out the door.
They didn't have very good answers, but we had questions.
The answers that were there were in a Republic accent, by the by. Just so you know.
Yes, we finished our conversation with the people in the garage. Had we started that conversation? No, we had a conversation with the people in the garage. And then and Tuxa decided that, oh, that's why everybody sounds quiet. I turned my volume way down a couple days ago and totally forgot to undo it.
We had a conversation with the people in the garage, and then Tuxa turned her volume down. And
yes.
And then the people in the garage were not very forthcoming right away. They were afraid that someone would do bad things to them. We were right there, as Sem pointed out. But they were afraid someone who wasn't here would do bad things.
Somehow I did not end up making an intimidation roll.
And then they told you... Yep. You go.
And Tuxa discovered that the person that she was looking for was in the basement next door. And after some more poking and prodding, the people in the garage gave us no more information. So instead we went next door.
Actually went around the corner, but yeah.
It was the next door.
True. Well, you went through a room that it may be less subdivided than you would have thought because you did go and find all those drugged people.
Yes.
Willingly drugged, apparently.
And Tuxa gave one of a business card and didn't bother with the others, apparently.
Yep.
I only have the one business card, dear.
You can share with your friends. You're not friends. Well, you're lucky I found you first.
Then ran interrogated someone who was fleeing desperately through a bar area, and then we went downstairs. We were no longer allowed to. When we went downstairs, Beth said, okay, now you're not allowed to play anymore. And so we had to stop.
Another way of phrasing what we did was, and Tuxa found exactly where we needed to go, and we spent the remaining 2 hours not going there.
Yes.
We had to investigate the whole area.
Yes, what Eo said. And also, we were told multiple times, mind you, in the recording, multiple times,
that admire we should
marvel
map.
And admire the map.
I worked hard on that map. So I made it from scratch.
So we weren't going to investigate a mere two rooms. No, we went through every square inch of that map, including the fresher.
You did.
The things that have been seen were actually not that bad compared to what we have seen. And some people think that that's hyperbole. But have you seen cacti? Have you really ever seen a cacti? A cactus? Horrid things. They're coarse. And when I throw them with telekinesis other, they get everywhere over there, very far away.
Hello?
Now
we hear you. Hello?
Hello?
Can you hear us?
I can hear you now. You were all not there for a moment, and then I came back to 3 cut-off hellos.
Weird. Well, we hear you now. Anyway, where were we? Not cacti. A basement.
Yeah, went to the basement. A lot of people disappeared instantly because we took so long upstairs that they were not canonically downstairs, including mm-hmm. someone who was an identical quadruplet of three people who were in the garage.
I was not going to make individual Picrews. I've been using the PICREW Picrew maker because, hey, it makes characters and I'm not selling them, so you know.
As stated in the last recording, you saw the sea elf.
Yeah.
They were silhouettes. I'm not going to legitimately complain about that. I just think it's neat.
It also means that when you see someone who looks different, you know that I've got a different character sheet for them instead of the generic one.
It's the equivalent of spot the anime protagonist in this crowd.
Yeah.
It's the one whose hair color is the full spectrum.
I actually stuck with mostly proper spectrum stuff. Mostly.
And right as the session ended, we were hearing whispers, or possibly the audience was hearing whispers. I don't know if the players.
Mostly the audience. You people haven't made your. If you made your perception, if you make a perception roll, maybe you'll hear whispers too.
They were like, quiet down. They'll hear us. Maybe they'll help us.
No, they won't. Yeah. Ran has made a perception by 5.
A glass
cannon. Would anyone else?
Is right twice a day.
Does anyone else wish to make a perception roll?
Yes.
Let's see if...
Apparently not.
And took well, them, made by 8. You have a +1 on your perception for some reason?
Hearing.
Ah,
yes. Because the individual senses didn't go up when I bought perception up.
That makes sense. Okay. Ran, you hear... whispering off in the far, sort of off to the northeast, i.e. in the area that you can barely see that says 1A.
I believe now it says 1A.
That's because you put a lot of into it.
Well,
and Tuxa, you...
The room is going to the dentist.
Valid. You also hear whispers off in that direction, and you can... pick out a few words that include help and won't, and they sound not like adults. They also have proper imperial accents, not that weird republic one from upstairs. And Tuxa strolls down the stairs.
And Tuxa puts on her friendly face.
It is very creepy that you just keep that in your pocket like that.
Well, what else am I supposed to do with it?
Give it back?
A case would be too large to look around. Besides, it's foldable, specifically so I can do this.
I know this is not canon, but it amuses me greatly. Or is it canon?
I mean, I could just see Antuxa murmuring something like, all right, time to put on a friendly face, and then Ran going and running with it. That's how I do it in the manga myself.
I'm very much
besides, aware the person who it came from, well, they don't need it anymore.
I am very much aware that for a lot of my comments, people should be adhering to the second half of improv. Improv is not just yes and. There's also no but. Mm-hmm. And Ellie just jumps into yes and constantly. And it warms my cold, dead middle school teaching heart. Anyway, and Tuxa has put on a friendly face. Ran is going to follow in Tuxa's lead.
Oh, voices, darlings, from that way.
Right,
They think we might help them. That's a pleasant change.
If I'm still invisible, I'm going to be not invisible.
I was going to ask that myself.
Hello?
There's the extreme sudden silence as of people holding their breath. Give me, people who are meandering in this direction. Where do you go, Ran? Oh, whoops.
I saw that there was another way around and thought I would just go around this way because, you know, I've done that thing chasing a cat where you go around one direction and the cat just goes around the other.
Mm-hmm. Actually, as Antuxa came by, there was... Antuxa, as you walked past that location where the giant equipment cabinets have been shoved around. Give me a visual perception roll.
Okay.
A human male of the same ethnic stamp as the one who got grabbed earlier basically took a look at you and hastily moved out of sight. Also, let's see where you can... Yeah, give me a another perception roll for glancing in a different direction, if you wouldn't mind. Okay, let me do a quick roll to... Where'd they go? Yes, there you are. Doop.
Ah, the Riddler dice.
Yeah, that's what happens for the...
Yes, I know.
It's pretty cool.
I had just forgotten.
Oh, well.
I had been reminded because I get to listen to these after the fact when I'm editing.
Oh, wow.
And then I forgot again. So it's great to see it again.
Crouching. All right. Antux, as you walk past the shoved around cabinet, giant cabinets, you see, first, the things that you just simply see, more of those cubby locker things that have, like, drinks and water bottles on top of one and MRE type things on top of another. There's some trash here and there, empty chip bags, empty, hopefully empty, cans of soft drink type things. There's some unidentifiable clothing. There's a whole bunch of scattered camp bed type, well, they're camp bed cots in assorted bedding that looks like it was either filched one by one, came out of a leftovers from when people were holding a clearance sale, something like. The one nearest is covered in little stuffed toys. You also see off behind one of the ones that's more in the middle area, there's a human child crouching behind one of the cot camp beds. Not too bad, but you're good at spotting things. And there's another one who is pressed up against the great big machinery that divides the north and south halves of the eastern part of this basement. Sen, do you want to make any rolls of your own to see how much of this you pick up?
Sen is going to go over here and sit down where hopefully anyone who's hiding can see them.
Okay. Some people can. Perception. Some people apparently have their eyes squinched entirely shut and do not see you. Oh, God, that is a gif. A terrifying one.
Well, I catch a view of what you chose to use for the art for all of these children. So I did a search for anime children. And this GIF is a moment of terror.
Yep.
And Ran is one to move furniture. Or in this case, Ran would be one to stop the furniture from moving.
This is fortunate. Ran, you walked around the other side. Give me a perception roll. Yeah, you walked around the other side of that there. Yeah, give me a perception roll. Did you already make one that I didn't see?
Not a second one.
Give me a second one.
It's always the first part. The first struggle with making perception rolls is finding the perception button. And yes, I know it's in the same spot each time. That's irrelevant. I swear it moves. I did make it by three, though. And I think three is higher than question mark.
In this case, it would, in fact, be much higher than question mark.
Okay. And I'm inclined to just position myself here. I have a pretty good view of the stairs. And if anyone attempted to make a bolt for it, unless there's a back entrance or exit from behind these cabinets, I would be able to see them. And maybe interject that they shouldn't be running.
Uh-huh.
as is my way.
Mm-hmm.
So
basically, you spotted the fellow that you saw earlier before I realized I ought to move him.
I'm happy to let him believe that he's hiding.
I am much like a cat person. That is behind the curtains with its tail hanging out, eh?
No, much like my cat when he crouches to hide on the floor.
Yeah, well, it's a hardwood floor, isn't it? As if
it was tall grass. It is a hardwood floor. And
he's an orange cat.
Oddly enough, his particular brand of orange is a very close hue and value to said hardwood floor. However, he is much rounder than a flat surface, as most living things are. However, we digress.
And Tuxa, you've strolled in your gold lame. That's the right word, lame.
It's not quite lame, but...
It's close. It is your gold evening dress that is slinky and swishy at the same time. There are other kids hiding behind. There's a whole lot of beds back here, the little camp cot things. There are more children. Most of them look far too young to have taken their aptitudes yet. You know, none of them seem to be older than like 15, if that. Crouched behind and between the cots and trying to hide behind the little cubby storage chest. These are too organized. No child could have stacked these. I don't know. Some kids can stack pretty organizedly, but, you know, there might be adults around. There were adults upstairs.
Well, I was gonna sit here and wait to see if anyone was maybe willing to talk, but I better get up and,
follow. Okay.
Hello, darlings. Don't worry. You're not in any trouble, and we're not going to hurt you. Now, would someone like to tell me what they were doing, leaving all these dolls around?
There are some vague hisses and...
Oh, no, they're feral.
No, it's more of the sound that you get when someone is going, oh, no, someone did it again. And they can't say it. Let's just get, okay, let's do that one again. I'm just going to do a few more.
Hey, it's okay. We're not mad.
One girl like pops out.
I did say you weren't in any trouble.
One of them pops out, points to the girl you saw, well, the child you saw hiding mostly behind a cot, and says, they're her toys.
Are they? Well, you do have good taste. These are quite inventive.
There are a bunch of kids who are all carefully peeking out, at least the ones who you can see and they can see you. Not visible. Oh, well. You are being peered at with mingled fear and hope.
So, I presume that you left these toys along your path back from the train depot in order to give someone a way to track you. Am I right?
Yes, my
I see.
Lord.
Well, you don't have to call me that. My name is Antuxa. This is my friend, Sin. Yes?
Yes, Lord Antuxa.
Please, don't call me Lord Antuxa. Lord Antuxa is my father.
Oh, that was in character, by the way.
It's a good line. It's a good line.
That is Ellie's second Cypher System XP earned this evening, by the way. I put the first one in chat. I didn't say it out loud. Now, these are only redeemable during this campaign, unfortunately, and Cypher System XP aren't worth anything in GURPS. However, Ellie still has them.
Indeed.
Lady Antuxa? Well,
if you must. But I really would prefer just Antuxa.
Nod.
Now, if... I'm going to make an educated guess here and suggest that if you were leaving things behind so that someone could track you back here. That seems to mean, to me at least, that you aren't here entirely of your own free will.
You get a number of kids looking at each other, looking at both of you, looking at each other, and a lot of them then shake their heads no.
Well, who did this to you?
There's a lot of looking very nervous.
It's all right. You can tell us.
People, says the boy who is standing pressed up, taking a few steps forward. Grown-ups. Criminals. They made us do things. And like, said we couldn't go back to the orphanage.
Oh, but that I believe. I mean, the kind of people who would kidnap children probably would not hesitate to burn down an orphanage.
No, but they just said we couldn't because we're criminals too. And that they were going to be our family. And
well,
it's like a Sith apprentice.
I myself,
only less force powers.
Like a what?
I myself have committed my share of crimes, although honestly, they were while I was still learning to use the sewing machine.
3 XP. 3 XP.
And what Crash said was Sith apprenticeship.
Yeah, well.
Except without the cool force powers.
Yeah.
Just the crimes.
Indeed.
Look, the people who did this, they're criminals.
Uh-huh.
No one's going to arrest you. And if anyone tries to arrest you, they're going to have to go through me.
Oh, yes. People who try to go through Sen don't like her when she's angry.
Sen has gone through a few people canonically, possibly.
Yes, when they're angry.
And I mean that in the literal sense.
So you're both Sith?
Uh-huh.
The small one who was hiding, whose toys they were, who left your breadcrumb. What sphere? What sphere are you from?
Logistics. The fun one.
Yeah.
Oh.
The scariest one.
We were investigating some thefts from a train.
Oh, yes. Speaking of which, the bottles of wine. Do you happen to know where they went?
The bottles of wine. The people who know things are thinking about it. They're probably upstairs with the boss.
Oh, I see.
The boss is upstairs, huh?
Second floor.
Great.
You're not going to leave us, right? There's more down here. They're hiding. They said we had to hide, that it was a raid. And that we'd get in trouble.
This is a raid, but you're not in trouble.
Some from the very far corner that had, in fact, remained hidden. We're not in trouble?
No, not at all.
You're not in trouble at all. In fact, you're being very good citizens and helping us catch some criminals. So you're probably the opposite of in trouble.
Really? We're not going to be executed for treason?
Executed? My goodness.
Treason?
We stole stuff. Ran, can you hear? Yeah, it's not being a very, you're probably missing a few words here and there, but it's not a very, no one's trying to hide what they're saying, and you're not that far away. You can hear things about executed and whatnot.
I stick a finger in my ear and scoop out some imaginary earwax after I hear them say that they're going to be executed for treehouse.
No, there's no treehouses here.
Okay.
But we stole stuff from the library.
Well, was it interesting stuff?
Dunno.
You stole it for other people.
Uh-huh.
Well, then, I hardly see how you can be punished for that. If someone else made you do it, and, well, then, they take responsibility for the crime.
Really?
If anything, we wouldn't know all of this was going on if it wasn't for their help. Wouldn't that make them heroes?
But we're nobody. We're just kids.
I was a nobody before I joined the sphere of logistics. I'm saying this from the other side of the barrier.
Mm-hmm.
It's like the voice of Obi-Wan in the Dagobah scene, only not nearly as spiritual.
Speaking of nobody, Ren, my dear, you see nobody, don't you?
Not at the moment, but I do think that he's very much hoping that I don't. You can step out. I know you've been there the whole time. If this guy's name is Sam Reich, I will be very happy.
Let's make a reaction roll. You get a fellow slowly stepping out with his hands up.
Hello, new friend. We are all friends here, aren't we?
Not picking any fights with lords. He does not have an imperial accent. He has a republic accent.
Well, they do teach you well. Wonderful. Let's go and join our other friends, shall we? I grow tired of shouting through a barrier.
Which way?
I motion towards where the children are.
Very slowly, you get him wandering through, wending his way through a place, looking like someone who is apparently at, like, gunpoint or something. He keeps his hands raised. You two see the fellow come around the great big support pillar, and it's another person dressed extremely, he would fit in with the location.
My hands are passed behind my back. I am not making any sudden moves. Definitely not reaching for my lightsaber.
There are a whole bunch of kids beyond there. Wow, there's a lot of kids.
Urge to kill somebody else. Rising.
They are cautiously all approaching the Roshan Tuxin Sin. The girl closest looks like she is screwing up her courage to the sticking point, making her will roll by one. My name is Semamoka Dobanti, and my grandparent is Lord Zeldai, and he's in biotics. And they weren't, the orphanage weren't telling him that my parents were dead.
So I snuck
away, and there were some teenagers, and they said that they'd help me, and they brought me here, and we have to get stuff and run errands, and they aren't telling him either.
Semi Mocha, was it?
You can call me Mocha.
Mocha. And your grandfather is Zeldai.
Zeldai.
Zeldai. Your grandfather is Zeldai. I've heard him talk about his grandchild.
Really? Have you?
I can't decide whether this is fast talk or not.
Roll a die. Okay. You're certainly fast talking. Is this an accurate one? Or do you want... Actually, Antuxa. Why don't you give me let's see. What's a good one?
Savvy Fair High Society.
Yep, Savvy Fair High Society. You actually are, in fact, fast talking, I think.
I am going to spend that inspiration.
Okay. Actually, you know what? Do it. You've been getting all those points. Spend one of your cipher points on that, if that's sad. Okay, that's made by 6. That's better than missed by 1. Actually, the other thing you could probably... I don't know. Could you boost your memory with the Force?
And I helped.
You helped. You have, in fact, heard of Lord Zeldai, because Lord Zeldai is a bit of a ladies' man. Not in the creepy, horrible way, apparently, weirdly, somehow. You've heard him talk about grandchildren and children, a lot of them. The fellow is an extended family all on his own. Somehow,
he's the one extending it.
Yes, he's the one extending it. And as far as you have heard, they're all humans that he has had children with. So the fact that this child looks very human, maybe a little bit sort of ruddy collected, because Lord Zeldai is, as far as you know, a pureblood Sith, all red and stuff.
That tracks.
Is this guy the Elon Musk of the Star Wars universe?
No, because he doesn't actually seem to have a bad, he does not complain about people making any of his children turn into strange radicals who run off and join the Republic or whatever, all that. Also, I mean, why would he?
Well, some people just need to try harder.
Yeah. I mean, you know, Sith, they don't necessarily care about stuff. Why would you be hostile? You're neutral. Why do these tokens default to hostile? That's so annoying. Ignore that.
Also, if I stand right here, it looks like I'm the one who's screaming into the void.
Yes, you're standing in front of the ah.
And you, anyway, young man, what's your role in all of this?
I follow orders, sir.
Well, yes, we all follow orders. We're all very good at following orders. But there's more to any story than just following orders, isn't it? They've been telling us a bit. How about you do the same? And I am preemptively going to roll detect lies.
Okay.
I preemptively, almost, possibly, do a good job. Made it by one. So, depends on how high a value of question mark there is. I don't know, that was 3 question marks.
They're a bunch of kids and they know the area and people don't care where kids go and we treat them fine. They got beds and food and they don't get rained on and nobody messes with them.
Except for telling them that they have to steal and that they're criminals and that they'll be executed if caught.
Didn't say that one. I didn't say that one. I don't know who said that one.
Well, whoever it is, I think we should have a few words with them.
He goes blink, blink at Sen. Why are you working for blink, blink, blink? They didn't say anybody but humans and the red ones were, you were being looked at with an expression, Sen. That is an expression. It is a confused expression. It is not the kind of confused expression that you generally see on Imperials going, why is a Twi'lek wearing apprentice clothes?
Yeah, I kind of got a special dispensation there. This person has a Republic accent.
This person has a Republic accent. You were possibly starting to pick it back up again, honestly.
Oh, Sen has a Republic accent.
Yeah.
So, technically, they wouldn't be sending me to Korriban. But, also, I didn't need it, so... Sort of a grandfather clause for ex-Jedi.
The expression is fascinating. The expression implies that this person is having emotions that he didn't actually ever think he would have about someone saying ex-Jedi.
Yeah, that's fair.
Ran wishes he had been recording this.
Those sure are some expressions that are being had. Finally, he says, right. Look, the kids can go. That's fine, okay? If you want to take them back and tell them that, tell the orphanage that they're fine and that they believe you all, right? Because you're a Sith. You're 3 Sith. Fancy Sith.
With the 3 that you see.
Fancy? I mean, okay, yeah, Antuxa has enough fancy for all of us, but...
It's true. I did bring enough to share.
None for me, thanks. I say this wanting to tip the brim of my hat and realizing that that hat is currently on a droid. Back home.
Mm-hmm.
Because I gave
you're going to have to, You're going to have to get a better hat one of these days.
That hat and I went through a trauma bonding experience.
Certainly trauma.
Look, we'd be really happy to do that, but we need to know your boss isn't going to turn around and pull this stunt again.
Also, we need some Alderanian honey brandy that was appropriated asking first.
That too.
We do have to remember the children are a side quest.
Yes, but I'm a completionist.
Honey brandy.
Granted.
Right. Okay. I think I know where it would be. And how many bottles are we talking here?
All of them. They do belong to a Sith Lord. He wants them back.
How many am I looking for so I know I brought them all?
That's something that the GM did 20, not right? remember for.
24.
24.
There was one left behind. You had 24 bottles of things. I think it was 24. It's either 24 or 12. But yeah.
Whatever
you had
number like was, nice case. That's the number I give.
Yeah. Right. Can I just go up and bring it back? Or like set it at the top of the stairs? Get out of everybody's hair.
I think.
He's making a little abortive spreading his hand. He's trying to talk with his hands without talking with his hands. Just still slightly held up.
I think it would be better for everyone involved if we made sure that the honey brandy is as unharmed as the children. You are all unharmed, correct?
All the kids nod, and they are, in fact, you know, they have clothes. The clothes are indifferently clean, but...
Ah, wonderful. They are unharmed. That's wonderful. That means we are not, the three of us, as angry as we could be. I do trust there is the appropriate number of bottles of honey brandy available for me to take back.
If you just let me go upstairs, sir, I will go and get the honey brandy. Okay?
Oh,
of course. Let's go upstairs and get the honey brandy.
I have a little trick that allows me to carry many bottles. All at the same time. I'd love to show it to you. Let's go together.
Right. I'll go first.
Sorry, I didn't mean to move myself away there.
That's all right.
Yes, Sun is uncomfortably close.
I will go probably to a bit of the theater of the mind. There are a gaggle of children following you all up the stairs. You may zoom yourselves over to the stairs as desired.
Well, you know, there's a lot of cabinets that you have to weave between.
Mm-hmm. It's hard to zoom.
What if it was a straight line? What if I made my telekinesis other by 13 and made the cabinets into a straight line?
We can certainly work with that. Sadly, I did not make the cabinets actual.
I believe you're the one who invoked theater of the mind.
I did, yes. In fact, but I will. I'm just going to zoom a whole bunch of kids over just because it amuses me. And also, as you get to the stairs, one of them basically performs a head count and says, "Lucas, we need Lucas. I think he went to the bathroom." Great, we gotta get him. Lucas is in the bathroom. Are we gonna take the teenagers too?
Everyone who wishes to go.
I don't know. They were runaways. They didn't do well on their aptitudes, and they didn't like it.
I didn't do well on all of my aptitudes either, to be honest. And look where I am now.
Yeah, but you had a force breakthrough.
Yes.
I haven't had one.
I did. But
I've been trying real hard.
Not all breakthroughs are with the Force.
Oh.
The aptitudes look for some things. They don't look for everything. And some people come into their power earlier or later.
Yeah. Meanwhile, Antuxa has made a professional skill logistics bureaucracy to arrange for a private bus to show up to ferry them to someone she trusts, possibly her parents.
I misread that as the bus being ferry the kids is run by somebody she trusts, possibly her parents. So we see a bus show up. In my headcanon, it's a British double-decker bus but the wheels are hover things. The door opens up on the side, and we see Mr. Antuxa.
Hi, honey.
Pipe still clenched in his mouth. The giant data pad that you have to fold in half is sitting on the dashboard. He didn't know he was going to be early, so he brought something to read. It's fine.
Obviously.
Also wearing a sweater vest.
There will be people who will run into the two doors that are immediately to the southwest of the stairs and bring out another kid who looks like he's like 10 or something.
Oh, I found a GIF. I'm sorry to interrupt this, but I found a GIF of if Ran is entrusted with the bus.
Yeah, there's the flying bus.
It's not that even a very well done animation. That is a very, very kludgy animation.
And yet.
It makes it better. It makes it so much better.
As opposed to if Sen is entrusted with the bus.
It's going to take a few minutes for the bus to arrive. Oh, God, that thing looks scary.
What if a school bus and Bigfoot the monster truck had a child?
And it was called Higher Education.
Yep, that does appear to be the name that they have painted on it.
But then the commercials would be saying, Monday, 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 you're going to school.
That thing has been gutted.
Get your homework done the night before because you will not be doing it on this bus.
Don't pay for your seat because it's a public education.
I think they just gutted the whole thing and it's nothing but the shell.
I think fairly you're right. Certain that's the case.
Right. Okay.
Anyway.
Antuxa, are you calling your parents as you all stroll up the stairs gathering the children to you? Or are you going to
I think I am. I'm not calling them I'm not calling them to ferry the kids. Right. I'm calling them to let them know that the kids are going to be showing up.
Mom, I'm bringing friends for dinner.
Darling.
So I just busted a kidnapping ring and I need someone to look after the kids while I figure out what to do with them. Can I send them to your house for just a little bit? I just need to talk with my Darth.
How many children are you a kidnapping? Just a moment. Let me organize my priority here. How many children?
1, 2, 3, 4. I don't think it's a dozen. It's less than that.
Less than a dozen.
Yes.
Not including teenagers.
Possibly a not including teenage. What? Oh, is
it's
that
an
your
odd
friend?
Situation. Yes.
Oh, oh, you didn't meet as well.
You didn't meet Ran. Yes, Sen's here as well.
Tell them hello. Sort of waving vaguely off at people who are off camera.
Oh, right. It's a holocall.
Yeah, it's a holocall.
There is a hand that just sort of comes in behind and Tuxa and waves then leaves the shot again.
Anyway, it will only be for a little while and then I just need to talk with my Darth and then we'll figure out a more permanent place for them to go.
Right.
But I couldn't think of anywhere else.
This wasn't an official busting the kidnapping ring. This was just a kidnapping ring you happened upon and now you're busting.
Yeah, somebody stole some belongings from, I'll explain the whole thing the next time I see you. I promise.
This sounds like a wonderful story, darling, and I am eager to hear about it, and I will order some of that, what's that dish that people started making? Pizza? The thing with the flat bread and the and sauce.
Oh, yes, pizza, mother.
Oh, that. Yes, that. Yes, I'll order some of that. Maybe a lot of it.
And because this is an evil empire, it is always served with pineapple.
But pineapple pizza is delicious, Crash.
You know that tingling sensation? It's because the pineapple juice is digesting you.
No, that's only raw pineapple. Once you've got it thoroughly, you know, you have to let it sit for a little bit so it doesn't get so aggressive. It has to think about its sins. And then it's tasty.
And Ellie has pointed out it's space pineapple. Spineapple.
Right.
Which right, means spineapple. That we're eating spizza.
Yes.
All right. Well, I have to shepherd them to the bus. I'll talk to you later. Okay?
Of course, dear. I do look forward to it. And, well, it'll be nice to have some children around the house, I suppose.
I hope so. I'll talk to you soon.
Love you, darling.
Love you, too.
The comm call cuts off.
With the comm call cuts off. And Tuxa takes a moment to put her voice back on.
What do I roll for acting?
Acting, if you don't have the skill, I believe it's IQ average, so IQ minus.
I heard everything except the number that I'm minusing.
Five.
IQ minus five.
Rand is trying not to react to this new information about
Miss Spy 3.
Rand was expecting an entirely different personality from the mother of Entuxa. She seems to be a genuine delight.
I'm a genuine delight.
Yes, but you're a different kind.
Anyway, children, I will stay with you until the bus comes. Yay. Now, please be aware that you are going to my parents' house, and so if you make any trouble there, she will murder me. And I would prefer not to be murdered, so please don't make any trouble.
Right. We'll be good.
Don't touch weird things.
Oh, yes. They do have some weird things. You may ask about them, and they will happily tell you about them. But don't touch them.
Yes. Yes, my lord. Yes, my lady. Yes, Antuxa, lady.
Already are those from the midden that was more fresh than you thought it was?
Hmm? No. We sent those off to be cataloged.
Ah, just asking for clarification. Right.
I understand.
My curiosity is sated. Let's go find some honey brandy.
One of the others does go pointing to the southeast. That's where the teenagers live over there. And they can just stay there if they want. And everyone starts heading for the stairs.
I was prepared to go up the stairs, but now I am curious. Hello?
That's the southwest that you're headed into. That's the bathrooms.
Oh, they pointed to the south.
They were pointing east, sorry.
I thought you said east. I may not have said
weest.
Yes. I went weest. Apparently that's a SpongeBob reference. I have never watched SpongeBob, but I picked up weest through osmosis.
I have never heard it, but I will believe it.
The last time I brought it up was in Ellie's Cypher System games, because some of the maps were turned at an angle, so north was not up.
There certainly appear to be... Yes, there's a fellow hiding up against sticky outy bits of this vast machinery in the middle.
Look, cards on the table. The children don't seem to be harmed, so I'm not feeling very murdery right now, so you don't need to cower too much around me.
Could we pause for just a second?
Yeah, that's right.
Actually, yeah, we've been going for about an hour.
We should pause. Very good. You pressed it.
Well, hold on. I'm looking for a thing. Here we go. So I made my telekinesis other by 11. I think I may have pressed the button.
Good.
Ironically, Rand, I had to press a button to see if I pressed the button.
Uh-huh. I see. Rand is talking to the fairly large, burly-looking fellow who has been pressed up against the machinery and the not murderous bit and is getting a terse nod. This is someone who is, well...
Does this look like a teenager?
No, he does not.
Okay. I was told there were some teenagers in this general direction. Have they all left?
He shrugs. It is clearly the shrug of, I don't know what to tell you. I don't know what you want to hear. I don't know you're going to be mad at me if I say anything.
Ah, look, I'm not mad at you. And frankly, I'm not mad at the teenagers. I am concerned for the well-being of people who are not the ones responsible. And I don't believe anyone in this basement is responsible for what has happened. But I would like to know, just for my peace of mind, other teenagers hiding in here, the smaller children were inquiring, or have they already fled the scene?
If I say no, does that mean you'll go away?
It wasn't a yes or no question. There were two parts.
If I say there's no teenagers here, does that mean go away?
I'm going to be going away in either case. I'm inquiring as to their well-being, because I don't want to leave anyone in a bad position. Except for maybe one person who might still be on the second floor. But that's not anyone who's here, so that's not someone you have to be worried about.
Just a moment, darlings. I will reconvene with you in a really just a moment.
Ah. All the kids group together.
Ren is being too scary, so the scarier person comes over. But the scarier person has Sith mind tricks.
Mm-hmm. Ren, darling, it doesn't sound like you're getting a lot of traction with this gentleman.
No, we do seem to be very intimidating.
Ah, I see. Well, then, perhaps I can be of assistance.
That would be wonderful. You are our people person.
Indeed. And I do like explaining things, like explaining that all we want, but that wasn't what I meant to roll, but it's the same target number.
All right. Made by six.
All we want is the truth.
You heal him, and then he becomes our friend.
Well, he's not injured at the moment, so.
This will do best for you if you tell us what is true, and then we can leave.
Let's make the will roll. Let's fail the will roll by 3. He just sort of points off to the far corner where you can see that there's at least one and maybe a couple of nicer looking camp beds. There's a support pillar. There's more of the giant cabinets with presumably equipment and stuff in them. Spare parts. Who knows? It's mysterious.
There's a grate on the floor as well.
Yeah, well, this is Dromund-Kaas. It rains a lot. If you don't have some grating in your basements, you're going to be having to take the wet vac. So
I imagine they also have a sump pump.
Yeah.
Oh, hello.
Yeah, there's another guy hiding behind one of the other support pillars.
I did not see you there. My apologies for not speaking up earlier. You did hear the conversation already. I'm merely making sure that everyone here is safe and accounted for, so that everyone who needs to leave can leave, and those who wish to leave with us can leave with us, and those who wish to go elsewhere can go elsewhere.
Reaction rolls to everybody. Ah, well, that's a good one. Look, hey, kids, just come out and say whether you're staying or going. We're not fighting with Sith. We've been told not to fight with Sith. He also does not have an Imperial accent. Let's see. Toggle visibility.
It's amazing how many people here aren't from around here.
Well, Dromund-Kaas is a very cosmopolitan city.
It is. It is that. Technically, I'm not from around here either. Although, they seem to be as far away as Sen is.
Just check something. Not that. On the visible camera. That one.
Yeah, there's not from around here, and there's not from around here.
Indeed. Which makes me wonder how many people who work here started off in a similar situation to our new young friends over there. Which is the only reason why I'm concerned at all. Otherwise, I can honestly tell you, we wouldn't care what you're doing here, and we'd be on our way already.
Can you repeat that with different words, sir?
He wants to know if you all wanted to come to the Empire and work here.
The guy in front of Ren lifts a hand slowly and does the wobble back and forth.
You wanted to come to the Empire and didn't want to work here? Other way around? Yeah, that's what I thought. better than where they would have stuck you otherwise? Yeah.
Question.
Yes, sir.
Are you one of those talented, and I say this honestly, talented individuals who was doing interesting things to droids and security cameras?
Me? Nah, that's Gent. That's Gent's Krish.
And where might we find them?
He's off with somebody else.
Ah, well.
Fixing speeders?
No, he's off. With somebody else. Like, not quite sure where he is right now.
Right. We won't interrupt this update.
Well.
Blink.
As luck would have interrupt. I do happen to have some connections in the area of Darth Bell, which is what the player is calling telecommunications, which is what Rand's Lord is in. So technically, I don't think I'm pushing things too far to say Rand would have some connections in that particular subsphere of logistics.
Mm-hmm. Lord Estelle.
Yes. So I was impressed with the work that was done. If people who are skilled in that level of work are interested in maybe doing it in a legitimate fashion where one does not need to run when they see a Sith, because the Sith is there to reward them, not raid them.
There's a bit of coughing going on. If you leave me here, sir, I'll be sure to tell him when he gets back.
It's an open offer for anyone with either that level of skill already or the desire to learn. And I will hand over a very battered, possibly slightly torn, might be a little bit of blood on it. Rand bought business cards once, and Dagnabbit, he's using them all up before he gets more. He survived the
death. They say Acolyte Rand.
Yes, they say Acolyte Rand on them. Probably.
These business cards were on Rand when they were on the swamp planet. Okay? They have been through a lot with him.
They have a musty odor and sand.
When the front of him was covered in his own blood, these were in his pocket. I hand him one of the cleaner ones.
Yes, sir. I'll keep this safe, sir.
People who are this line of work don't usually encounter my line of work. And with that, I nod at him and head towards the children.
There are, in fact, a couple of teenagers who look 16, 17, maybe a tall 15, somewhere between 15 and 17, sort of standing over between the support pillar and the cabinet, looking somewhere between scared and baleful.
Rand was projecting when he said this. He wanted everyone who was hiding to hear it.
Mm-hmm.
Especially the part of, or the desire to learn.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
you have
so
a couple of
telecommunications things. Is not a very glamorous field. So I imagine that they don't have people lining up to work it. It's that join the Empire, see the world.
I'd rather be sailing.
Stare at a network rack where somebody has unplugged one wire and then plugged it in to a different spot.
And you want to do something horrible to them.
It's not Percy, I hear.
Yes.
They have fixed it now, but at my school, when I started working at my current building, which was 2008. If you took a network cable and plugged both ends into the wall, you would take out the entire network.
Ouch.
So
that sounds like
fascinating.
And it would send traffic into a continuous loop. So it wouldn't take it out instantly. You wouldn't plug it in and then have people go, hey, you took me offline. No, it slowly built up traffic going in a cycle more and more and more, like getting rid of the off ramp on the beltway. So cars come on, but they don't leave. And eventually there's too many cars. And about a week later,
that's
the internet would be gone.
Fascinating.
I know, right? And
you shouldn't be able to do that.
Oh, we can't do it now. They fixed it. Now, if it takes out anything, it'll just be that one room. And we've got Wi-Fi now, so everyone connects via Wi-Fi, so it doesn't become an issue. But back then, Wi-Fi at schools in my district was unheard of. So every classroom had like three Dell computers. These were 32-bit machines. That's irrelevant to the story. And there was one room, room 222. I remember that room number specifically, where somebody had an extra cable that was hanging loose, and they decided to tidy up. Well, there's this empty jack in the wall. This fits, so it must go there.
Oh.
Most times the internet went down, I went into that room and took the cable.
Oof, yes.
There must have been some mechanism. And this is off topic.
Well, this whole conversation is off topic, yes.
Yeah, I'm trying not to get nerd sniped.
Oh.
So, are you coming or staying? That's up to you. Choice yours.
What we got? Says the, there's a boy and a girl, basically. Or a young man. What are you going to do to us?
I'm going to feed you pizza and make sure that you get into good homes.
And possibly give you a job opportunity.
Also that.
Yes. Or you could stay here and live the glamorous life of crime that keeps you in such glamorous accommodations where you end up hiding from very scary Sith because you don't know how to check and see if you're robbing the right train.
We didn't do that.
Look.
We weren't leading that group. That was
Jacob. Regardless.
That aside, we are offering you a hand up and a way out. And before you doubt me, remember, I am Sith. I have no reason to lie to you. Why would I do that? What? How would it benefit me? Oh, I am a cackling monster from a comic book who is going to take children and put them on a bus and then do horrible things to them. No, that isn't how it works. If I wanted to do horrible things to you, I would be doing them.
I don't know. Maybe if you're in biotics, you might want to turn us into weird monster soldiers.
No, I'm in logistics. That's how I got the bus.
Mocha is yelling something incoherent back about biotics can't possibly be like that. And you're all just a bunch of cowards, and there is childish yelling going on.
I'm sorry. Ellie, I need to have this clean in the recording. Could you please say that one sentence again?
No, I'm from logistics. That's how I got the bus.
That is your fourth XP, although you spent one.
Yes.
So you're at three.
You spent one because it would be funnier that way.
And if you must know, you're going to my mother's house while we figure out what to do with you.
Is she in biotics?
No, she's an archaeologist.
I think some of the things she put up were in biotics, but...
She'll have strange artifacts in the house, but nothing that would be dangerous to you, just things that she would be very sad if they got broken.
All the dangerous stuff.
They all apparently have ritual significance.
It's just...
This is an archaeology joke.
Yes, they have ritual significance. It is. Are you muted, Io?
No, but it was a near thing.
Oh dear. The girl grabs the boy by the shoulder and starts.
And starts what?
Hissing things into his ear. They are whispering. There is a whispered conversation. You may make a perception roll. You're pretty far away, so you'd have to make it by a lot to pick up anything if you feel like it. Made by nine.
By nine.
From the gist of the discussion that you hear. Rand, you hear that they're whispering something very urgently. You're far enough away. Where do you go anyway?
I'm walking over towards the kids.
Yeah, okay. It's the two back there. You're hearing mostly the... they're teasing Mocha about being a a stand for biotics, basically, and Mocha is trying to fight you all. Yeah. And took so from the...
The tip-off was when she was yelling earlier, so...
Yeah.
Ran is going by that, even if he's not hearing the conversation yet.
Yeah. The other two are having a discussion along the lines, yeah, we could stay, and then we're going to get all swept up anyway. They've seen our face, and maybe we can get along and something useful will happen if we go on, essentially. After a moment, the girl says, well, I'm going, and starts trotting over. Okay, fine. He follows.
Rand's going to approach the kids. Look, there will be no bickering and teasing about the various spheres. There's a whole range of individuals in any group. I mean, look at this building here. Would you say that everyone in this building, everyone who worked in this building, was a bloodthirsty evil criminal?
No.
Exactly. I haven't seen a single bloodthirsty evil criminal here. Well, I have seen one person that was bloodthirsty, but that's besides the point. The point is...
Sen gives Ran a look that would involve raising an eyebrow if they had eyebrows.
Ran didn't mention names. It could have been one of the people working on the speeder bike. Who knows? Anyway. Yes, people like that exist in criminal organizations, but there's also people who are just kind. And that's all people think about, the other kind, the ones who are bloodthirsty and evil and, oh, we're horrible criminals, they're going to execute us. Most criminals are not like that, as you have seen. The same is true for the various spheres. And it turns out there are individuals who do horrible things in each sphere. Why, the other day, I heard about someone in the sphere of logistics that used form 10CC-A for a tax return. Everyone knows you don't do that.
You don't?
No, that's the form for repossession.
This story will work with everyone going up, and I believe that we shall switch maps, if that's all right.
Ran is not expecting anyone to know what he means by most of those big words talking about logistics, but is trying to give enough context clues like, oh, that's bad. I'm going to smile and nod at that part. Okay. All right. Repossession. So they were possessed by a ghost again. They were repossessed. The scary thing is that's actually a form when dealing with ancient mysteries and wasn't far off.
Meanwhile, Antuxa is escorting the kids, the two teenagers up and following behind them to make sure that no one pulls any stunts.
Yes.
Yes. Antuxa is going to wait until the dangers pass before following back toward the children, not because she doesn't trust them, but because she doesn't trust either other people she's in this area. This is valid, and the other people do not follow.
It's fine. They don't have to. They have my card.
That's right.
Such as the card is.
I will wait down here while we wait for the bus to arrive, just to make sure that nobody wanders off, and then I will join you upstairs.
All right. Let's head up.
It occurs to me, what with one thing and another, that what is going to go on upstairs may take a lot more time, and perhaps we should... Well, if Antux is stepping outside first to wait for the bus...
Assuming it's not raining.
Well, actually, okay, 50-50.
I mean, it's Drummond Cost, so...
Well, if it is raining, you just need an umbrella. And then you stand next to that very large, furry thing.
Yeah, the Totoro. It's drizzling a bit, but you could stand at the... You could open up the...
I'm not going to make the kids stand outside in the rain. I will wait inside with them.
All right. I assume you're going to open up the rear large door?
Yeah.
Ram would probably need telekinesis other 30 in order to stop the rain.
Yeah, because you'd basically be stopping it in a little around you, so
which is to say, give him time.
Give him time.
Yes.
Just for grins.
I will become the waterbender.
Just for grins, I would love to have a perception roll, just to see if something happens. Missed by two.
I find my feet.
Mm-hmm. And took some mixed by five, send. Oh. Mixed by seven. As you are opening up the door, or someone is, so you can see when the bus shows up, you see a pair of feet that come down, and someone basically lands from where apparently they came out a window or something. And she pauses and looks at you for a moment, and that is where we're going to end it.
Oh, look. Okay. We don't have to go upstairs, perhaps.
Any last commentaries? Antuxa?
Actually, Ram wouldn't say that because he didn't see it.
Indeed. Sen saw it.
One of them came to us.
Who? What? What? Oh.
I'm going to hold what I say until the next session.
Okay. In that case, thank you all for playing, putting up with me, putting up with my maps. And thank everyone who's listening for doing so, because I hope that it's entertaining somebody besides just us. And does anyone have anything they want to plug?
Well, Eo's mom writes books.
Mm-hmm. And what would the website be for that?
Don't ask me. I feel my perception.
It's your website.
Oh, yes. Well, but I feel horrible plugging my own website at the beginning of the plugging thing. Fine.
ElizabethMcCoy.com.
Right. It's that. And speaking of websites.
Look, you should feel perfectly happy plugging your own website. Because now I'm going to plug multiple things that include my name in them.
Yeah.
For example, aaronbsmith.com/cogwheel. You know what that is? That's where you go if you want to listen to all of these podcasts. You can find them all and their RSS feeds there. If you want to follow us on the Fediverse, point your browser at is.aaronbsmith.com/@cogwheel. Again, my name's in it. It's fine. Or you can go to this place that doesn't have my name in it if you want to toss money our way, patreon.com/cogwheelgaming. Because oddly, my middle name is not Cogwheel or gaming. It's far less exciting than that. But if you do go to patreon.com/cogwheelgaming and help us keep the lights on, you'd be joining other illustrious patrons, including Ellie, Shanshen, Walter, Liv Droman, and patron emeritus Cindy.
Until next time, this is Beth saying, I should have used the other window. Crap. Good night, everyone. Can I say crap? Is crap?
Yes, you can say crap.
Criff. Okay, good. Good night, everyone.
Good night.
Good night.